The Pakistan Stock Exchange, PSX, witnessed a volatile session on Thursday, with the benchmark KSE 100 index retreating after hitting record highs a day earlier. Investor sentiment turned cautious due to concerns about stringent conditions linked to a new International Monetary Fund, IMF, program, including proposed enforcement of agriculture income tax and the IMF's opposition to provincial energy subsidies. Adding to the bearish outlook were fears of aggressive fiscal measures in the upcoming FY26 federal budget. These include possible new taxes on banking and savings income, along with anticipated hikes in petroleum levies on petrol and diesel. A weakening rupee and a 10% year-on-year (YoY) decline in exports for May also dampened investor confidence. RF Habib Corporation Managing Director Asan Mayanti commented that the market declined following reports of IMF pressure for strict enforcement of agriculture taxation and improved tax collection mechanisms, while resisting provincial subsidies on power. Expectations of higher taxes on banking and savings, increased petroleum levies, rupee instability, and a sharp YoY decline in exports all weighed on sentiment, he said. The KSE 100 index closed at 121,641 points, down 157.87 points or 0.13% from the previous day. Despite the decline, the market remained within a broad range throughout the session, with an intraday high of plus 483 points and a low of minus 281 points, according to Topline Securities. The firm noted that the range-bound activity came ahead of the long Eid holidays, following a recent rally. Topline also highlighted the most traded companies by value, with Unity Foods leading at 1.67 billion rupees, followed by Ingro Holdings, 1.24 billion rupees, K Electric, 1.03 billion rupees, Searle Company, 847 million rupees, and TRG Pakistan, 785 million rupees. RF Habib Limited, AHL, noted that despite the minor setback, the week had remained positive overall, with the market touching all-time highs. Ingro Holdings, plus 3.24%, Pakan Power, plus 10.0%, and Service Industries, plus 5.49%, contributed to the index's gains. On the downside, Mizuho Bank, minus 2.11%, Systems Limited, minus 1.68%, and Fauji Fertilizer, minus 0.5%, were key laggards. In broader developments, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif is scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia on June 5 to 6 to meet Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for talks on bilateral cooperation, regional security, and economic collaboration. Meanwhile, Suai Northern Gas Pipelines Limited, SNGPL, stated in a corporate briefing that its capital expenditure, CapEx, is expected to hover around 30 billion rupees annually over the coming years. Analysts projected 120,000 points to act as a post-Eid base level for the KSE 100, with potential to move higher provided macroeconomic stability continues. Qatrade Securities echoed similar views in its market wrap, observing that despite the volatility, trading activity remained strong, with volume reaching 854 million shares.